It is 8:42. Stan Bowman, the boss, the GM of your Chicago Blackhawks. This Sunday, I will be with Dean Richards at Training Fest, and then there's a game afterwards. And Stan, it's almost hockey season.
We're there, Steve. We're almost there. It's pretty exciting to finally have the guys back.
Did you want to tell Dave you traded him just before this phone call?
No, actually, he's been coming along good. I think.
Oh,
no,
Stan.
Thank you, Stan. I appreciate that.
Good, good, good. What is it? You know, I was talking to somebody about this the other day. You've had a number of very busy months here. You've made some amazing deals, and you know the old cliche: if the game was played on paper, they'd already be giving us the cup. Having said that, it's not played on paper; it's played on ice, and we still got to play the games. But what's tougher: the deals you make or the deals you don't make that we never know about?
Oh, that's a great question, Steve. It's hard making trades for players you've had in your system for a while and guys you've spent a lot of time getting to know. So that's never an easy part of the game. But at the same time, when you're trying to improve your team, you know, you have to give to get. And I think looking back at the trades we made, we identified some issues with our team from last year, and we set out to try to fix those and bring in some players that could, you know, improve those weaknesses from last year. We did some good things last year, for sure. You know, we made a good push towards the end there.
Right.
So there was some positives that came out of the year, but there was some areas that we felt that we had to shore up. And you know, I think we were able to accomplish a lot of that with the moves that we made. And, you know, as we sit here today getting ready for camp to start, I like the look of this team. And you're right, it's going to take some time for the guys to get acclimated and become a team. Doesn't happen overnight, but we got to get started.
Stan, being better in the faceoff circle, one of the areas in which you figure to be significantly improved this year based on the moves you've made?
Yeah, that's a good point. A couple points about that. We didn't really have a lot of strength with right-handed centermen. And although it doesn't sound like a big deal, there's not as many of those in the league as there are lefties. So, you know, position of the faceoff is something that's important because there's a new rule this year that didn't get a lot of attention. But when there's a power play or when there's an icing, the offensive team can choose which side of the ice the faceoff can go on. So if you have the ability to use a right-handed or a left-handed center. We've got Ryan Carpenter and Andrew Shaw, so we've got a couple options as righties. We didn't have that last year, and it's a small point, but it's something that when the game is on the line, you have the option to use someone who's strong on one area or one side of the ice, then that could help us.
You know, as we get ready for a new season, there are some new faces, but the old guys, you know, the really old guys, the Taves and Kane, the graying parts of the Blackhawks. I mean, we can't not have great years from those guys that have given us so much so far. I mean, how are they feeling?
They're feeling great. It's funny to call 30 and 31-year-old guys old.
right.
I guess that's where we're at. But, no, I mean, Jonathan and Patrick had their best year of their career last year, offensively anyway, and that's pretty unique to be doing that when you get into your 30s. But I think, if anything, that shows that there's a lot of hockey left for both players. It was nice to see them have such good seasons and to be the offensive catalyst for our team. And I expect that to be the case this year as well. You know, so although they might be in their 30s now, I think there's still a lot of great hockey left in them.
Stan, what did you learn about some of your young guys at this prospect tournament over in Michigan this past week?
Well, you try not to make too many big declarations because it is a couple games and they didn't really get a chance to practice or ramp it up. But I think we saw some, you know, the top talent, high-pick players were noticeably good. You know, Kirby Dach, he got injured last game, but, you know, he scored a goal before that. He scored a goal his first game. And Adam Boqvist, who was our first rounder the year before, He scored the overtime winner in game one against Detroit. So, you know, they're big-time players that can make those big plays, and that's what we had hoped to see, and we did see it. And then some of the other guys who are probably not as well-known but played a different role, they're maybe not going to lead the team in scoring, but I thought they showed well, their competitiveness. You know, we had a heartbreaking loss Monday, and then they came right back yesterday and they had a 6-1 victory. So they responded well to that tough defeat on Monday. And I think you're looking for things like that more so than making a lot of conclusions about players. But you like to see the competitiveness and the way that they ended on a strong note.
I saw you signed Brendan Perlini. Is that kind of the last piece of unfinished business for this offseason?
No, he's not done.
Well, I'm asking him.
Oh, no, he's not done.
No, well, I think you're right this time, though. We are, we've got our team set as far
I'm not buying it.
All right, you can hold your breath. But we don't know exactly which players are going to be, you know, starting the season for us. We have a good idea of a number of them, but, you know, there's a group of guys that are all in the same boat. You know, they're fighting for a few spots, and we're going to see how that plays out over the next couple of weeks. But it was good to get Brendan signed, and, you know, there's no lingering players waiting to be added as we get camp going. So everyone's going to be ready to roll, and we'll see how it plays out.
It's going to be a fun year, Stan. I got a very good feeling about this one, and people will go, Steve, you say it every year. Yeah, but I got a better feeling this year.
I like it.
Training Camp Festival coming up this weekend. The Free Outdoor Street Festival opens at 8 a.m. Blackhawks alumni, live music, entertainment for all ages. And the first 10,000 fans to enter the building for the game get a Patrick Kane bobblehead inspired by the 10th anniversary of the 2010 Stanley Cup champs.
Can't believe it's 10 years.
Yep. You are getting old, Dave. Tickets can be purchased at Blackhawks.com. I mean, they're $5. You know, $5. I'll give you $5 if you don't have $5 for this because it's worth it. And Dean's doing a show out there, and I'll be on with Dean. So Stan's excited about that.
No, that's great. It's a great event for our fans. It's something that we've done for several years now, and it's kind of a nice way to kick off our training camp. And I know our players enjoy, especially players who have come from other organizations. They can't believe that we have a full house for an opening scrimmage, and it's kind of their introduction to the Chicago fans, and they see everybody come out to support our team. And, you know, normally it would be sort of a mundane day where there's a scrimmage in a squad and there's nobody watching, and now we're going to have sold out United Center. So it's pretty fun. I encourage people to come down and watch.
Appreciate the time. I'll see you Sunday.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks, Stan.
Sam Bowman, the general manager of the Chicago Blackhawks.